When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. For more than 20 years, humor columnist Jerry Crownover has found ways to find the silver lining to farm wrecks, bad decisions, and all kinds of rural mishaps. He helps other rural folks do the same when he gives readers a lighthearted peek into his world through Life is Simple articles. Jerry once told me that at least half of his thousands of stories are 100% true. The rest, though partially true, are embellished. Surely not, Jerry. The ag educator with a master's from the University of Missouri and a doctorate from Mississippi, once upon a time, got some truth-filled feedback on his stories, with no sugarcoating it. He submitted his first-ever articles to the local Ozark County Times in Gainesville, Missouri. "You're good enough to run," the editor told him, "just not good enough to pay." Now, that quickly changed when Jerry's column collected a fan base. Other media picked up on the country appeal, where Jerry talks of things like rusty implement parts that are duct taped together, or philosophies over the idea of a risk management meeting being held at a casino on Friday the 13th, as was the case in one of his most recent musings. Life is Simple now appears in more than a dozen Midwest agricultural publications. Additionally, he has published books compiling his favorite articles and has been in high demand as a featured speaker for conventions and conferences. Some groups are willing to pay a good chunk of money to hear his personal stories. His followers remain steadfastly rural, his appearances typically on home-like turf. But there was this one time when he ventured into the twilight urban zone, where no one understood the country boy's way of life, nor the tales he spun and spewed. About 15 years ago, a lady wanted Jerry to speak to 600 real estate investors in St. Louis. Jerry told me he didn't want to go, so he overpriced himself and told her he got his stipend up front before he goes on the stage. Jerry said, "I knew they weren't going to think I was funny. She hired me anyway. They were polite, but didn't have a clue. It was terrible. I wouldn't go back for anything. They just don't get it," was his final verdict. Boy, howdy, is that ever true. Not only do a lot of city folk not understand country comedy, but neither do they get to enjoy all of the crazy, unpredictable, calamitous and colorful things that make life on the farm simple and worthy of a story. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.